He's Danon Hughes, and I'm Pete Sweeney, and we're coming at you after the Chiefs' 31-24 loss at Arrowhead Stadium. We're going to get right into the tape, and it really seemed like it was going to be a great night at Arrowhead Stadium. Players run out in the field. There was a flyover, Red Thursday. In the first quarter, this game really lived up to the bill. No scoring in the first quarter. The scoring started in the second quarter, and here's Jamaal Charles doing what he does best.
Great job up front by the offensive line, and Jamaal Charles, with world-class speed, did an outstanding job breaking away, being very elusive for the first score of the game for the Chiefs.
So the Chiefs offense gets one, now the defense does. There's Marcus Peters for his second interception in his second career game for the Chiefs' second touchdown of the game.
Quickly becoming a shutdown corner, Marcus Peters taking full advantage of the miscue by Peyton Manning.
Of course, Peyton does not go away. He gets that offense rolling. Here he is in the shotgun, hits Emmanuel Sanders, and Sanders takes it through the Chiefs defense for the touchdown.
Man-to-man coverage, a miscue, miscommunication in the back end allows Emmanuel Sanders to easily get in for the score.
And it's crucial turnovers. That's Aqib Talib. He had interception last game, and there's one this game.
Just a nice job by Talib jumping the spot route. Not good choice as they got close late in the second quarter.
So the Broncos score in the second quarter. It's 14-14 at half. And then in the second half, it's more of that defense until Alex Smith and Travis Kelce link up in the fourth quarter.
Travis Kelce had a quiet day compared to last week against the Houston Texans, but came through with a big play there to get them in the scoring position. Jamaal Charles, being that runner, being very elusive in the hole, comes through with the big play. And Nile Davis steps up, almost a miscue in the backfield with Alex Smith, but able to capitalize for the go-ahead score.
Amazing, just his third carry of the game. Peyton Manning has 2 minutes to work with, and that's all he needs. Hits Emmanuel Sanders for the 19-yard touchdown. It's a tie game. Then Jamaal Charles fumbles right here. That's Bradley Roby who picks it up. And the Broncos win 31-24 in a very disappointing finish for the fans at Arrowhead Stadium. Danon, you see the final stats right there. When you look at this game, how do you recover going into week three?
Extremely tough to recover, but you have to have a mindset, and it starts with putting it when you're going to put it behind you. And back when I played, we had the 12 o'clock rule at midnight. No matter what happened during the game, at midnight you try to put it behind you. You start to think about the next game. Now, obviously, with this game being so late in the evening, it's going to come pretty quickly. It's going to have some carryover, but the smart thing to do is these guys learn from their mistakes on the field. There was several mistakes, especially with the turnovers and the third down efficiency or lack thereof, and be ready to move on to the Packers. They're going to a hostile environment at Lambeau Field. They have to be ready. Can't allow this to be a hangover effect.